I'm speechless. So let's just have the Oroville Theater Troupe Company, Collective, whatever y'all want to call yourselves, come on up. Oh, you're going to really like this. I liked it. You're going to like it. We're all going to like it. Here we go. Here they are.
So I'm Julika, and I'm in charge for the live sound effects.
I'm Uber, and I'm doing also the sound effect.
Hello, I'm Savitri. I'm playing Melly in the play.
I am Daniel, e sono Ciccio.
Hi, I'm Astrid, and I'm playing Shanti.
Hello, I'm Lisa, and I'm playing Daisy.
Hi, I'm Loretta, and I am Medusa.
Hello, I'm Uncle Lee, and I'm playing Tar the Alien and Control.
Hello, I'm Milo, and I do music.
Hello, I'm the same as before.
Hello, I'm Axel. I'm playing Odo, old man in search of himself.
Hello, I'm Nikolai, and I'm playing Jack the Mariner.
Hello, my name is Ralph. I'm the one to be blamed for everything. I'm the director.
Did you wash your feet?
Oh, why are you asking? I just took a shower. Not like this stinking fellow here.
Hey, calm down here. I washed myself just 3 days ago. When you would agree on having a baby, I would shower myself 3 times a day.
I don't want any spaghetti diseases on my boat. Either you wash your feet, or I'm not taking you to Medusa Island.
See. I wash. Are they clean enough now?
Yeah. Just come and shut up.
Great idea. Shut up.
Silencio, shut up.
Oh, why don't both of you shut up now? And don't touch anything. You put your cute little self here, Bella. And you, spaghetti boy, sit over here. 20 years I've been sailing the seas, and you're not going to make a fool out of me. And for God's sake, no vomiting on the boat.
Do you have a lot of children?
Come on, give him a break.
I used to drink a lot, but as far as I remember, there are none. But I do have a snake. Do you want to see it?
A spetta.
Right over there in this blue box. Look, isn't she beautiful? And so clean. And the best thing is that she never nags me, like all those wives with their messy brats.
Oh!
You better not touch it.
Kia ora, we arrived to island.
Early enough for you.
Is she dangerous?
Oh, don't worry. Just don't touch her. You might contaminate her.
Yeah, I had one guy obsessed with kids, and there's another one obsessed with germs. Aren't there any normal men out there?
Oh, if you want to wait for your plants charming, you'll wait forever.
Here we are. Now get lost.
You know, I don't really like a lot of kids either. And besides, what's the name of your snake?
You have to change.
Why? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Oh, Dad! Didn't you marry a young wife after you divorced Mommy?
What's new about that?
Mother, may she be in peace, will come out of her hiding to punish you like she used to do.
That's why I married a young wife.
Hello there. I think I'm lost. Can you help me? I'm looking for the famous rock formation with his skull on Medusa's head, and I lost my path. I've heard that it's a very spiritual place with a special vibration. I want to go there and meditate, because the next stage of my life is coming, and I need to find my roots.
Why? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Oh, Dad! Come, I can show you where Medusa's head is. It is actually not far from our house here. Come.
I'll come with you. It's time for my evening walk, and I haven't been to Medusa's head in a long time.
What a lot of interesting rock formation. That one over there looks like just like a bear.
We have a lot of those around here. Lots of them look like animals. Some of them look like people. We're almost there now.
Here we are. You know, it's a long time since I've seen that face. It's a strange feeling.
I can feel it. It must be that spiritual vibration I've heard about.
Dad, doesn't it kind of remind you of Mom?
No. It looks like a pile of rocks. That looks like a face, and all rocks look alike. If you've seen one pile of rock, you've seen them all.
Can you feel that? The vibration is getting stronger. It look almost like the rocks that are supposed to be Medusa's hair are beginning to move.
Look out!
Mamma mia, so amazing.
Oda?
Meta!
Mommy!
Look, someone with wild-looking dreadlocks that look like snakes is coming out of the rocks. She's wearing sunglasses.
How dare you get married again? I'll take her away from you, you unfaithful two-timing fool! I'll get you for this! I'll get you for this! Watch out! Watch out! Watch out!
At least he's gone. Let's go out to that rainbow.
What rainbow? Let's eat something.
Okay, what's on the menu? Man, look, it's raining.
Regular stuff. Fish and algae, octopus lasagna, and crispy snake skin. What's your choice?
Anything will do. Look at that rainbow. Forget about the food.
Yeah, but it's coming to us. It's pushing the sea. The boat is rocking.
Jack! Ah! I'm slipping!
Millie, stay close. I see something. Someone. It's Tar. Yeah, it's him.
Who's...
It's Jack. Long time no see, my clean and contaminated alien friend.
Hey, cool dude. Jack, what's going on up there?
Tar star, tar star, tar star, tar star.
I wonder how many tars are on your star.
No more tars on tar star.
And take me to your star, tar.
Oh, the cute little lady wants to take the rainbow to the stars.
Rainbow to tar star. Cute little lady to tar star.
Well, I'll be a blistering barnacle. Me and my snake are going back to the sea.
Hello? Hello? Mira? Are you there? It's me, Oda.
Oda? Oh, what a lovely surprise. I'm in the shower, but come on in, make yourself at home. There's always coconut juice in the fridge, I know you remember.
Coconut juice. I always like it, cold and fresh.
Well, here you are. So tell me, what brings you here after such a long time, big boy? It's been a bit lonely here since we got our divorce.
I've just been up to Medusa's head, and there's been an earthquake. You know, it made me realize that really I have to change. Oh, Meta, we're still friends, right? You have to help me. All these horrible memories of how my past follows me, it all came back in a flash. But when the rocks were falling, oh, I can't talk to my daughter about it, but this has really shaken me. Well, you know who my favorite line is. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But this time, I feel really stuck in the muck, and I've got to fix it. I need to change, but I don't know how.
Big boy, come to me. Forget about Daisy. Let's have a good time.
But I feel so dead. My body isn't as flexible as it used to be, and I feel all shrunken and wrinkled up.
I can give you one of my special massages. You know, the one you always used to enjoy.
Don't start this now. I came here for help.
Oh, my big boy, come to me. Forget about your worries. I still care about you a lot, you know. Come to my arms. I'll soothe your worries.
Oh, no, no, no. You misunderstand me. I didn't come for that. I love Daisy. She's such a sweet girl.
Oh, Oda, I don't see what you see in that naive young tart.
Oh, she's the light of my life. She's the one in my heart now. But I'm just a stagnating old fool, and I've got to change.
Oda, I love you. I always have. Come on. Why don't you just ditch that young girl and we'll get together again? You know it could help you. Oda, I love you. Let's have a wild night of passion. Come here, kiss me, you fool.
What's going on here? How could you, Oda? And with an old witch like this?
So, you do see who I really am. And I know who you are, young thing. How dare you come to my domain? I'll turn you to stone.
Oh, Daisy, you misunderstand. I just came here to get out of my stagnation, but now I'm in a state of total frustration. I see it now. This is the spirit of my old wife that made me do this. She's come back to haunt me because I married you.
It's you, Daisy. It's you. It's you. It's you. You make him feel like he has no life in him anymore.
That's not true. I'm so happy to have such a lovely wife like you. It's this rotten island that's killing me and all the old ways I've refused to give up. Oh, come, Daisy. Let's go with Jack the Mariner and sail to new lands.
Oh, Oda, I knew you wouldn't leave me. You are like the honey in my porridge. Yes, let's go away.
Oda, don't go. Stay with me in my vibrations. Ah!
Ah, so many tourists. I'm eating inside me. So many Italia pizza tourist. Italy yum yum che cavello tourist. A tourist from all kinds of places. Yummy Russian tourist is very good. Si, si, the Mexican tourist. Hamburger tourist. Madame Masalati tourist. I've eaten them all. No good, no good. Everybody wants vibration. What am I doing? Ugh, no blood, no bones anymore. Ugh, no, no. What an ugly brain of mine I have.
Good snack, eat snack. First eat snake snack.
Control to tar, control to tar, snake skin, fresh masala, snake skin.
Ooh, snake skin, I love it. Where?
Five-point leftover, 17 X-rated North.
What is this? Oh, my snake eyes never saw such a yucky thing like that in all my rotten years of non-existence. Now I'm here in this cave, just like a tourist attraction. I can't eat any more of them. Nobody wants evil anymore. And old Oda and his family, they just believe I'm a ghost. But this creature, he's not a man. Must be a god.
Snake skin makes me... So many snakes on one head. What a feast.
Control to tar, smell poison, no eat.
Oh, what a marvelous thing. And his skin is so trappable, green and glowy. I've never been under such an amazing spell. My belly. What is this? I must be hungry, or what is this?
On my planet, we have a saying, the eyes are the windows of the soul. If your soul is so beautiful as your multitude of enchanting eyes.
Beep, beep, waiting for more data.
You must be the most luscious schizophrenic I have ever encountered.
Emergency, don't say.
I want to take you home. Je vais te faire monter au septième ciel, chérie.
Ah, with you, I finally satisfy all the questions I ever looked for. And this sense of all the beings inside of me. Let me come with you and get eaten up by you. Let the evil be destroyed finally. How wonderful this would be.
Are you here, Control? Transportation now. Go home.
Okay, bring home. Only I watch you eat.
Oh, my time on Earth. It's over. Let them live in peace. Let them live in peace.
Sort of.
Yay. Don't worry, you can leave it. We don't have to worry about that. Yeah, we're done. Stick a fork in us, we're done. Okay, here we go. 3 minutes from the Yatra Arts Foundation.
Hello, I'm Prabhu. I'm playing a character, Babu.
Hi, I'm Murli. I'm playing the character, Muttu.
Hello, I'm Srini. I'm playing as a father. We are from Yatra Arts Foundation. A short play.
அப்பா அந்த சிட்டுக்குருவி பாட்டை நீங்களும் அம்மாவும் ஒரு தடவை பாடுங்கப்பா.
என்னது? சேச்சே வேண்டாண்டா, சிட்டுக்குருவி பாட்டா?
ஆமாம்ப்பா.
சரி பாடலாமே. என்ன சுந்தரி, பாடலாமா?
ஆ, பாடலாங்க.
பாபு, நீ எங்களோட சேர்த்து பாடுறியா?
எனக்கு பாதி தான்ப்பா தெரியும்.
பாடு பாடு பார்க்கலாம்.
சரிங்கப்பா.
பாடலாமா?
ஆ, பாடலாங்க.
சின்ன சின்ன பறவையான சிட்டுக்குருவி, நீ தேடி தேடி திரிவதென்ன சிட்டுக்குருவி, 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 என்ன வேண்டும் என்ன வேண்டும் சிட்டுக்குருவி, என்னிடம் நீ சொல்ல வேண்டும் சிட்டுக்குருவி, 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 உணவு தேடி திரிகிறாயோ சிட்டுக்குருவி, நீ ஊக்கமது கைவிடாதே சிட்டுக்குருவி, 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 பணமும் வேண்டாம் பொருளும் வேண்டாம் சிட்டுக்குருவி, பச்சை நெல்லை நான் தருவேன் சிட்டுக்குருவி, 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 சிட்டுக்குருவி.
அப்பா, பாட்டு ரொம்ப நல்லா இருந்துச்சுப்பா.
நல்லா இருந்துச்சா? உனக்கு பிடிச்சிருந்ததா? ரொம்ப சந்தோஷம். நான் கடை வரைக்கும் போயிட்டு வரோமா? ஏய், நீ வீட்லயே படினா.
நீங்க ஒன்னும் சொல்ல வேணாம் அவனுக்கு. நீங்க முத கடைக்கு போய் செலவு வாங்கிட்டு அப்படியே மறக்காம பையனுக்கு கணக்கு நோட்டு வாங்கிட்டு வாங்க.
சரி சரி சரி, இந்த முறை மறக்க மாட்டேன், கண்டிப்பா வாங்கிட்டு வந்துடுறேன்.
அப்பா,
என்னடா,
நீங்க கடைக்கு போறதுக்கு முன்னாடி என் ரேங்கல்ல கையெழுத்து போட்டு போங்கப்பா.
அப்படியா?
இந்த தடவையும் பரிச்சல நான் தம்பா ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ரேங்க்.
ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ரேங்கா? கொண்டா 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 ரேங்க் கடை கொண்டா. இந்த வச்சுக்க, இதே மாதிரி தொடர்ந்து படிக்கணும்னு. சரி, நான் வரமா?
ஆ, வாங்க. சரி பாபு, உள்ள எனக்கு நிறைய வேலை இருக்கு, நீ படிப்பா, நான் வரேன்.
சரிங்கம்மா. ஏய் முத்து, உள்ள வாடா, கதவு திறந்துதான் இருக்கு.
பாபு, என்ன பண்ணிட்டு இருக்கடா?
ஏய், பார்த்தா தெரியல, சைக்கிள் தாண்டா துடைச்சுன்னு இருக்கேன்.
என்னது, சைக்கிள் துடைச்சிட்டு இருக்கியா? டேய், குஜிலி கடைக்கு போட வேண்டியதெல்லாம் சைக்கிள் துடைச்சிட்டு இருக்க, ஏண்டா?
டேய் முத்து, அப்படிலாம் சொல்லாதடா. ஓல்ட் இஸ் கோல்டு. இந்த சைக்கிளை ஓட்டின்னு போய் தான் எங்கள் அப்பாவுக்கு தினமும் மதிய சாப்பாடு கொடுத்துட்டு வருவேன். எதிர் வீட்டு தாத்தாக்கு உடம்பு சரியில்லைன்னா இந்த சைக்கிளில் போய் தான் மருந்து மாத்திரையும் வாங்கிட்டு தருவேன். இந்த சைக்கிள் இருக்கிறது எனக்கு எவ்வளோ யூஸாக இருக்குது தெரியுமா? இதை போய் இரும்பு கடையில் போட சொல்கிறியே.
பாபு, அங்கே என்னப்பா தனியாக பேசிகிட்டு இருக்க?
அம்மா, நான் தனியாக பேசலம்மா, என் ஃப்ரெண்டு முத்து வந்திருக்கான், நான் அவங்கள்ட தான் பேசணுன்னு இருக்கேன்.
பாப்பா முத்து, வீட்டில் அப்பா அம்மா எல்லாரும் சௌக்கியமாப்பா?
ஆ, நல்லா இருக்காங்க அத்தா. கணக்கு பாடத்துல ஒரு டவுட் அத்தா, அதான் பாபு கிட்ட கேட்டு தெரிஞ்சுக்கலான்னு வந்தான்
அத்தா. நல்லதுப்பா, தெரியாதத ஒருத்தங்கிட்ட ஒருத்தன் கேட்டு நல்லா படிங்கப்பா. பாபு, மாட்டுக்கு தண்ணி காட்டினியாப்பா?
ஆ, காட்டிட்டமா.
ஆமா, எதிர் வீட்டு தாத்தா மாத்திரை வாங்கி கொடுக்க சொன்னார, வாங்கி கொடுத்துட்டியா?
ஆ, மாத்திரை மருந்து வாங்கி கொடுத்துட்டேன்.
ஆ, அப்புறம் பாபு, வாழையில துணி அலசி வச்சிருந்தா, காய வச்சிட்டியாப்பா?
அம்மா, அதெல்லாம் காய வச்சுட்டு இப்ப சைக்கிளை தொடச்சுன்னு இருக்கமா.
ஏ ராசா, அம்மாவை கஷ்டப்படுத்தாம எல்லா வேலையும் நீயே செஞ்சிட, எனக்கு ரொம்ப சந்தோஷமா இருக்கு. சரி, நீங்க படிங்கப்பா, எனக்கு வேலை கிடைக்கு, நான் வரேன்.
ஏய் பாபு, வீட்டு வேலையும் செஞ்சிடற, மத்தவங்களுக்கும் உதவியா இருக்கிற, ஸ்கூல்லயும் நல்லா படிக்கிற, உன்னால மட்டும் எப்படி முடியுது? எனக்கு ஒரே ஆச்சரியமா இருக்குடா.
டேய் முத்து, இதுல என்னடா ஆச்சரியம்? நம்ம நேரத்தை தினைக்கும் முறையா பயன்படுத்தினா இன்னும் நிறைய வேலை செய்யலாம்டா. இங்க பாருடா முத்து, எது போனாலும் திரும்ப கிடைச்சிடும், ஆனா நேரம் போச்சுன்னா போனா போனது தான்டா, திரும்ப கிடைக்கவே கிடைக்காது. அதான்டா, காலம் பொன் போன்றதுன்னு பெரியவங்களே சொல்லி வச்சிருக்காங்க.
வா முத்து, எப்ப வந்த?
வணக்கம் மாமா, கொஞ்ச நேரம் ஆகுது மாமா.
சுந்தரி,
என்னங்க?
ஒரு நிமிஷம் இங்க வாயே.
என்னங்க?
பாபு முத்து என்ன பேசிட்டு இருக்காங்க தெரியுமா?
என்னங்க பேசுறாங்க?
பாபு முத்துவும் நேரத்தை எப்படி எல்லாம் பயன்படுத்தலாம்னு பேசிட்டு இருக்கானுங்க.
அப்படியா?
ஆமா முத்து, பாபு சொன்னது சரிதான். அவன் பேசிட்டு இருந்தது நான் கேட்டுட்டு தான் இருந்தேன். நேரத்தை ஒழுங்கா பயன்படுத்தாத யாரும் வாழ்க்கையில் முன்னேறவே முடியாதுடா. ஆமா, இங்க பாருடா, அரை மணி நேரம் லேட்டா போய் பஸ்ஸை மிஸ் பண்ணவங்களை கேட்டா தெரியும் நேரத்துடைய அருமையை. அஞ்சு அஞ்சு நிமிஷம் லேட்டா போய் ட்ரெயினை மிஸ் பண்ணவங்களை கேட்டா தெரியும் நேரத்துடைய பெருமையை. அஞ்சு அஞ்சு செகண்ட் லேட்டா போய் ஃப்ளைட்டை மிஸ் பண்ணவங்களை கேட்டா தெரியும் நேரத்துடைய மகிமையை. நேரத்தை முறையா பயன்படுத்தணும்டா, ரொம்ப முக்கியம்.
சரிங்க மாமா.
ஆமா முத்து, தினைக்கும் நான் செய்ய வேண்டிய வேலையெல்லாம் ஒரு டைம் டேபிள் போட்டு வச்சிருக்கேன். அதை வச்சுதான் என்னால எல்லா வேலையும் நேரத்தோட செய்ய முடியுது.
ஆமாமா முத்து, பாபு எப்போதும் நேரத்தை வீணாக்கவே மாட்டான். கண்ணுங்க அர்த்தமா நேரத்தை பயன்படுத்தி ஏதாவது செஞ்சுட்டு இருப்பான்.
பாபு, உன்னை நினைச்ச எனக்கு ரொம்ப பெருமையா இருக்குடா, ரொம்ப சந்தோஷமா இருக்கு. இன்னைக்கு நான் உங்க வீட்டுக்கு வந்து நல்ல விஷயங்களை தெரிஞ்சுக்கிட்டேன்டா. நேரத்தை எப்படி பயன்படுத்தணும்னு உன் மூலியமா தெரிஞ்சுக்கிட்டேன்டா. நானும் இந்த நிமிஷத்துல இருந்து உன்ன மாதிரி நேரத்தை பயன்படுத்த முயற்சி பண்றேன்டா.
சரிடா முத்து. சரி, உனக்கு கணக்கு படத்துல ஏதோ சந்தேகம்னு சொன்னியே, சரி வா படிக்கலாம்.
You know, you got to do it in the studio because we got to overdub and blah, blah, blah. Oh, hey, that we have one. Here it is. I don't want to say the stars of the show because we had so many stars in the constellation. However, these are just the long running radio serial that's going to get longer as soon as you appreciate them. Yes, the improbable Orvillians.
The improbable Orvillians would like to bring to you the last word of the final episode of the Thingamy What's It. Somewhere over the rainbow, there is a troubled baby crying. Scene 1, at apartment 1, line of force 3, regimental zone 4, galaxy pan 7.
My dear, it's all well and good, but please do not think that I'm able to see the future. That's not my field. I am just a gentle interpreter of dreams. Yes, yes, I understand. But really, it's up to the divine and not me. Okay, give me a call tomorrow. Otherwise, see you at the concert. Well, hello, gorgeous. Come to arrest me.
Hi, my name is Charles. I was looking for a Madame Flavatsky.
That's me, darling.
Really? But Luno said that he met her last night at the party.
Butterfly by night and just boring old me by day.
Oh, I see. Yes, I think I understand. Do you do the dream thing by day, or should I come back later?
I knew you were a mysterious and troubled soul.
Really?
Yes. Yes, put your account number on that pad, and we can get started.
Oh, okay.
Now, you lie down over there whilst I light the incense and the candles.
Shoo! Shoo! Your animal, it doesn't want to move, and I don't want to sit on it.
What?
There, your animal, it's asleep on the couch, and it won't move.
That, my dear, is not an animal. It is one of only two auburn stallion wigs in the world.
Oh, I see. Well, where do you want me to put it?
Anywhere. Now relax.
Do I have to take my clothes off or anything?
That won't be necessary this time, darling.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, but you see, I've never done anything like this before.
Don't worry. I'll ease you in gently. Just start from the beginning.
Well,
I just put him to sleep. Why is he up again? Just one moment.
You have a child?
Yes, here he is. Isn't he handsome? Norman Dorset Jr.
He's yours?
No, I borrowed him.
Borrowed him?
Of course he's mine. Don't you see the resemblance? Here, hold the little angel for a moment while I get the door.
Oh, he's very heavy. Hello, little cute one.
Coo, 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 coo.
Coo, coo, coo,
coo,
coo. Oh, yuck. Oh, it's disgusting. I say, maybe you better sit down here.
Hello, I am Gregory, you remember? This is my brother, also Gregory.
Enchanted?
Enchanted also? Yes, anyway, you said there's a dream foretelling that my girlfriend would come back if I did a chamber duty.
If we did his duty, his girlfriend will come back, you said.
I might have. It might take longer than you expect.
What? But she already with other men.
She found him in Orelek kitchen.
Not that handsome guy with long curly hair and broad shoulders?
What? No!
No!
No! No! No! No, this businessman with the glasses and lots of money.
Businessman with money and lots of glasses.
Well, if that's her type, you're lucky to be rid of her. Why would she leave a healthy Russian like you for a wet sop like that?
Good question. I think maybe it's because I drive a TVS and he has an Innova.
Yes, shiny new silver Innova.
And sometimes this the TVS is not
working, starting.
Yes.
Maybe it's spark plug.
I think it's called carburetor.
Spark plug.
Carburetor. No,
Charles,
spark plug.
Take that precious wig away from him.
I've been trying to. Now hold on there, little one. Give me back that wig. Ouch, he's got me. And now he's eating the wig. What should I do?
Charles, why did you give him the wig? He's ruining it.
I didn't. He just took it. Now, give me back that wig.
Oh, now you've made him cry.
I didn't. I just took it.
These English, they do not know how to deal with children.
Chalk and cheese.
What you say, Gregory?
It's English expression. Give a baby to Gregory.
Thank you. He's yours.
Nostrabravia, snobrishma slo, prajde molejski zbolej.
Gregory, take it wig softly, softly.
Da.
Gregory. Gregory, give me the wig back to baby.
Yes.
Okay.
He's adamant.
Oh, adamant, this is a nice name.
What now?
What is this cacophony?
Cacophony?
Charles, this is what I said. Cacophony.
I am Madame Flevlatsky. Nice to meet you. But if you have a dream to interpret, this is not the time.
Dream? No, I never dream.
Well, then what do you want?
I am simply investigating. And to be truthful, I find it a little strange. These two Russians, I found them spying at the Oralek kitchen. And now, I find them here. Also, I have to say, what are you feeding your children? This does not look healthy. Is it organic?
It's a wig, Etoile. And that vicious little infant won't give it up.
Don't call my son vicious.
He won't, huh? Let's see about that. Gregory and Gregory, please, give me that child.
Here, Monsieur Etoile.
Okay,
Baby, do you know you are not allowed to eat the wig? This is illegal. Ah, good. I can see that you understand. Okay, now, give me this wig. Voila, you see, raison. Everybody can appreciate, even the smallest child or the simplest animal can appreciate raison.
Hey, Tron, watch out, he's got your ponytail.
Gregory, please, take the baby.
Okay, I got him. Gregory.
He's not letting go.
Gregory.
Softly. Ah, careful. Watch out for my ponytail.
Oh, he's never going to let go like that. Now, count to the count of three, Gregory.
Yes.
Pull hard.
Okay.
One.
One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Three.
You men, hopeless, hopeless the lot of you. Now the only way to get him to be quiet is to sing a song. At the count of three. Ready?
What? Two.
Three.
That's where you'll find me. Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. And the dream that you dance to, why, oh, why can't I?
Well, I see dreams.
Green, red roses too. I'll watch them bloom for me and you. When I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, I see skies
so blue, and I see clouds of white,
and
the brightness of day, a light like the dark, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you.
Oh, I hear
babies cry, and I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than they will know. When I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Someday I'll wish
flash upon a star. Wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where trouble melts like lemon drops. High above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. And the dream that you dare to, why, oh, why can't I?
Thank you.